Association announced the 1A and 2A boys postseason basketball pairings late yesterday afternoon. The early games will be played beginning on February 11th, and teams, of course, are hoping to work their way all the way through the tournament to reach the state tournament, which will be held March 4th through the 9th in Des Moines. Now, among some of the local pairings and Class 2A pairings in District 14, the quarterfinals will be Monday, February 11th, with Clark at Central Decatur and Panorama at West Central Valley. The semifinals will follow up with on the 14th, with I-35 awaiting the Clark Central Decatur winner and Nottoway Valley facing the West Central Valley Panorama winner, with the finals in that district on Tuesday, February 19th in Creston. In District 13 in Class 2A, on Monday, February 11th, the quarterfinals have Collins Maxwell Baxter facing Roland Story and Colfax Mingo against Van Meter. The semifinals on the 14th will have the Roland Story Collins Maxwell Baxter winner facing North Polk, while Des Moines Christian awaits the Colfax Mingo Van Meter winner. The district final is the 19th at Urbandale. Now, the substate final for those two districts will be at West Des Moines Valley High School on Saturday, February 23rd. The Class 2A District 15 quarterfinals will be Monday, February 11th, with Clarinda hosting Clarinda Academy. The winner will play at Red Oak in the semis. And also it'll be Shenandoah at St. Albert in the quarterfinals, with the winner getting a date at Trainer. The district final will be at Abraham Lincoln on the 19th. In Class 2A District 16, the quarterfinals have Tri-Center playing at Maple Valley, with the winner facing IKM Manning on the 14th. Missouri Valley is at Otebolt Arthur BCIG in the quarterfinals, and that winner will face Kemper Catholic on the road on the 19th. In the semis, the finals will be at Denison on the 19th, and the substate final for those two Class 2A districts will be in Harlan on February 23rd. In Class 1A, District 12 action, Orient Maxburg will play at Corning, with the winner playing at Murray in this quarterfinals. First round action also faces Mormon Trail at East Union, with that winner playing at Lamoni in the quarterfinal round. Also in the quarterfinals, Martinsdale St. Mary's plays at Lennox, and Diagonal is at Mount Air. The semifinals will be on the 19th, and the finals at Clark on the 21st. In Class 1A District 11, Coon Rapids Bayard is at Madrid in first round play, with the winner at Ankeny Christian. Also, it'll be Woodward Academy at Iowa Christian, with the winner playing at Grandview Park Baptist in the quarterfinals. Two other quarterfinal matchups have Adair Casey at Earlham and Woodward Granger at Guthrie Center. The semis are on the 19th, the finals at I-35 High School in Truro on the 21st, and then the substate final game for those two districts will be at Urbandale coming up on the 21st, on the 23rd. Also in Class 1A District 13, Essex will play at Bedford in a first-round game, with the winner at Villisca in the quarterfinals. Heartland Christian is at Nishnabotna in first-round play, with the winner at Sydney in the quarters. A couple of other quarterfinal matchups have Stanton at South Page and Fremont Mills at East Mills. The semis on the 19th and the district final on the 21st will be at Red Oak. In District 14, Logan Magnolia plays at Woodbine in a first-round game, with the winner playing at Underwood, while Audubon plays at Griswold in a first-round game, with the winner playing at Riverside. Also, CAM will play at AHST, and Exira EHK will be at West Harrison in quarterfinal round play. The semis on the 19th, and then the final will be February 21st at Trainer. Those two district winners will play in the substate final game at Abraham Lincoln High School on the 23rd. Also in District 15, Charter Oak Ute will play at Whiting in a first-round matchup, with the winner playing at Woodbury Central. Westwood will play at Siouxland Community Christian. That winner will face Lawton Bronson in the quarterfinals. Also, Boyer Valley will play at West Monona, River Valley at Arweva in the quarters. Semis will be on the 19th, and the district final will be at Maple Valley on the 21st. Also in District 16, first-round games include Peyton Sherdan at Glidden-Ralston, with the winner playing at Storm Lake St. Mary's in the quarterfinals. Southeast Webster Grand will play at Prairie Valley in a first-round game, with that winner playing at Newell Fonda in the quarterfinals. Alta Aurelia is at Lorenz Marathon, and West Bend Mallard plays at Pocahontas Area in the other quarterfinals in that district. Semis on the 19th, and then the district final will be at Manson on the 21st. The substate final for those two districts will be played up in Cherokee on Saturday, February 23rd. A Class 3A and 4A first-round pairings will be released next week by the association. In college men's basketball last night, Marcus Smart's basket with 3 seconds left was the game winner as Oklahoma State edged the Iowa State Cyclones 78-76 in Big 12 action. The Cyclones squandered an 11-point second-half lead last night, and they lost for the 18th consecutive time at Stillwater.
Tough the way that thing ended. Those last couple minutes, sometimes things go that way in the road, but it was a hard-fought effort. I thought our guys... really battled. They had a great mindset coming into this thing. Went out and played with a ton of confidence, and our offense was very good despite the turnovers. We shot over 50%, almost 54% for the game, and turned the ball over 17 times. And some of those were unforced. They just reached in and got a steal instead of us just making the pass to the open guy. We fought the heck out of them. Told our guys, if we keep playing with this type of effort and intensity, we're going to be fine.
That's ISU coach Fred Hoiberg. Oklahoma State switched to a zone defense after the Cyclones went up by 11 early in the second half.
Early on, we had a couple turnovers. We just weren't moving it. A couple times I thought we had the swing, easy swing pass, and we didn't get it over there. We don't see a lot of zone. And, that certainly got them back in it and allowed them to go on a run. As we figured it out, we hit some big shots in those last 10 minutes. Just us making a play and them making a play, and unfortunately, they made one more than we did.
Chris Babb led Iowa State with 19 points. The Cyclones falling to 4-3 in the Big 12. They're 14-6 overall on the season. Well, after losing a second-half lead in a loss at Missouri State on Sunday, Drake made the key plays down the stretch, this time at Southern Illinois. Richard Carter's three-pointer gave the Bulldogs the lead for good with just more than a minute to play last night in a 61-56 victory over the Salukis.
On a night where, we didn't play our best game, certainly, we had guys make plays down the home stretch. It was anybody's game down the home stretch, and, we made the plays. Obviously, Richard hit the big three. Then we hit free throws, and more importantly, we got stops at the other end.
That's Drake coach Mark Phelps on his post-game show on the Bulldog Network on KRNT in Des Moines. The Bulldogs won that game despite committing 20 turnovers.
We shot a very good percentage from the field, 50% from the field, 53 from three. Got to the free throw line 22 times. All those are good numbers, but we can't turn the ball over 20 times. Mm-hmm. That was uncharacteristic for us tonight. And the reason the game, was a five-point game.
Chris Hines led a balanced attack for Drake. He had a dozen points. Jordan Clark added 11 as the Bulldogs improved to 4-6 now in Missouri Valley Conference play. Around the top 25 last night, Michigan posted an easy victory in their first game since moving to the top of the Associated Press men's basketball poll since 1992-93. Trey Burke scored 18 points and had 8 assists as the Wolverines whipped Northwestern 68-46 last night. The Wolverines won without forward Jordan Morgan, who sprained his right ankle last weekend. Elsewhere around the top 25, Cody Zeller scored 13 of his 19 points in the first half as number 3 Indiana blasted Purdue 97-60. That's the Boilermakers' worst loss at Mackey Arena. Kenny Boynton and Mike Rosario each had 15 points as fourth-ranked Florida silenced South Carolina 75-36. Fifth-ranked Duke needed most of Mason Plumlee's career-high 32 points to beat Wake Forest 75-70. Number 10 Oregon was crushed on the road as Chasen Randall had 17 points in Stanford's 76-52 rout of the Ducks. Shane Larkin had 25 points as number 14 Miami earned its eighth straight win by downing Virginia Tech 73-64. Number 17 Missouri lost on the road as Anthony Hickey scored 20 points and Andre Stringer added 18 in LSU's 73-70 triumph over the Tigers. Kansas State's two-game skid is over after Thomas Gibson scored 17 points off the bench to lead the 18th-rated Wildcats to an 83-57 rout of Texas. Also, Cameron Bairstow scored 17 points, leading number 20 New Mexico over Wyoming 63-59. Doug McDermott scored 29 points and made 5 of Creighton's 15 three-pointers in the number 21 Blue Jays 91-77 victory over Missouri State. And number 24 Cincinnati overcame a 10-point deficit as they rallied to beat Rutgers 62-54. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes will look to bounce back from a brutal overtime loss at Purdue when they host Penn State tonight. The Nittany Lions are 0-8 in the league, while the Hawkeyes are 10-2 at home this season. Iowa has 53 starts by freshmen. That ranks sixth highest nationally this season. But there's a chance that Melson Basabi could earn the nod over struggling freshman Adam Woodbury, who has scored just 2 points in each of his last 5 games. Tip time at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City is at 7 o'clock tonight. You can hear that game live this evening here on KJAN. We're on the air with the pregame at 6 o'clock this evening. Angel Goodrich forced overtime with a three-pointer with 16 seconds left in regulation and then scored 7 of her team's 13 points in the extra session as Kansas erased an 18-point second-half deficit last night, and they stunned number 23 Iowa State 78-75. Iowa State looked to have the game in hand after Anna Prynne's layup gave the Cyclones a 55-37 lead with 8:56 left, but the Jayhawks outscored ISU 28-10 the rest of regulation, capping the comeback with Goodrich's three-pointer. In overtime, Goodrich, who finished with 24 points, 10 assists, and 5 steals, made a jumper and a three-pointer before hitting a couple of free throws to help seal that victory. Natalie Knight added 21 points and Carolyn Davis 15 for Kansas. Bryn Williamson scored 19 points for Iowa State, while Hallie Christofferson added 18. And Chelsea Poppins had 12 points and 12 rebounds for Iowa State. The Cyclones fall to 14-5 with that loss. They're 5-4 now in Big 12 women's play. In the NBA last night, it was Indiana beating Detroit 98-79, Philly beat Washington 92-84, New York topped Orlando 113-97, Boston down Sacramento 99-81, Atlanta over Toronto 93-92, Chicago beat Milwaukee 104-88, the LA Clippers over Minnesota 96-90, Miami beat Brooklyn 105-85, San Antonio topping Charlotte 102-78, Denver outscored Houston 118-110, it was Utah over New Orleans 104-99, and Phoenix beat the L.A. Lakers 92-86. In the National Hockey League last night, Ottawa beat Montreal 5-1. It was Minnesota topping Chicago in a shootout 3-2. Edmonton beat Phoenix in overtime 2-1, while Vancouver was a 3-0 winner over Colorado. And in golf news, Vijay Singh admits that he used deer antler spray, but he says he wasn't aware that it may contain a substance that's banned by the PGA Tour. The 49-year-old Fijian first revealed that he used the spray in an interview with Sports Illustrated. The magazine says Singh paid one of Sports with Alternatives to Steroids owners $9,000 last November for that spray, for hologram chips, and for other products. PGA Tour spokesman Ty Votaw says the tour is looking into the matter. The magazine also reported Baltimore Ravens linebacker Ray Lewis sought help from Swats in his recovery from a torn right triceps muscle. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.